All right, so
hopefully you're in the right course. My office hours are listed there for you guys. You can contact me whenever, come in whenever. You don't have to make an appointment or anything like that. I'll always be there those times. So you're more than welcome to come in. If you don't understand something, you have questions, feel free to let me know. Come in there and talk to me. My office phone number is there. Don't call my office phone unless it's these times, because I don't just hang out in my office like that. I mean, I'm there these times, but like outside of that, I'm usually somewhere else at home or, you know, things like that. So don't call the office like expecting me to pick up at like 9 p.m. or 8 p.m., something like that. Like, I'm not there. I'm at home. All right. So, but if you need to reach me, probably the best way to reach me is email. I always have my phone with me. It's kind of what happens when you're social media famous. Like, you always have your phone and your contact. So, I always have my phone with me. Just shoot me an email, and I'll be able to get back to you. So, the class meeting times. The way that the class is structured and the way that it works is there is a lab before lecture, and there's a lab after lecture. And that's determined by the section number that you enrolled in. So, section 3430, they meet before lecture. So, their time for their lab starts at 9:15 on Tuesday, and it starts at 9:30 on Thursday. If you're enrolled in 3440, then your lab starts after lecture. So you guys come here at 10:30? I thought it was earlier. Yeah, so you guys come here at 10:30, and then after this class, you go to lab. So today you're in there from 12 to 105. On Thursday, it ends a little earlier, so it's from 12 to 1250. And the iTech building is right across. I'll kind of show you where it is if you don't know. But it's right across. If you go down the stairs, once you go through the doors, go down the stairs and walk down the hall, make a right, you'll see the classroom on the left-hand side. So the labs are, they do the same thing. Like, so first lab, the people just came from lab. You're always going to do the same thing as the second lab. And second lab is going to always do the same thing as the first lab. There's no difference between the two labs. It's just basically based off of your schedule, based off of what you enrolled in. If you decided that maybe the later lab, you want to actually come in and get your lab work done and then leave earlier, that's fine. You're more than welcome, if you're enrolled in the second lab, to come to the first lab to get your work done, and then you can leave after that, after lecture. If you're in the first lab and for some reason you have an appointment, you know you're running late, it's okay to like miss your lab with the intent of coming to the second lab after lecture. It's perfectly fine because you guys are doing the same thing. So it really doesn't matter like which lab you're enrolled in. If you need to make a different lab, that's perfectly fine. There's no problems, no questions with that. All right, just make sure you make a lab each time you're supposed to be in lab, okay? Any questions there with the class times, the labs? Pretty basic, okay. So the general description of the course, this course introduces students to concepts, technologies, and processing, information organization. You're gonna learn information systems, database management, networking, e-commerce, ethics, security, computer system hardware, and then you will apply these concepts and methods through hands-on projects, developing computer-based solutions using application software. All right, so what does that mean? What are we doing in here? Bruno, what are we going to be doing?
We're
going to
use computers.
Good answer. We're going to use computers. We're going to learn about computers. Basically, those are some kind of topics dealing with technology, dealing with computers that we're going to be going into. Carlos.
We're going to have a hack.
Not this class. CIS 122, ethical hacking. I teach that. That's where you'll learn how to do that. All right, but not this one. But after you take this one, then you can take the 122. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, so basically what we're gonna be doing is learning about computers, learning about technology, learning about how they're applied to business, to life. They're an important part of our lives, right, computers? Would you guys agree or disagree?
Yep.
Agree. Okay. They're an important part of our lives. We use them more, we depend on them more now than ever. A lot of times, we don't leave home without our cell phone, right?
Yep.
Most of us, right? how many of y'all sleep like with your cell phone right next to you, a nightstand? Okay. And how many of y'all, first thing in the morning, what do? Check your phone, right? See what you missed. Try to fill in those gaps. And so we depend on technology. We depend on, you know, social media a lot now. And so it's important to know about these things, to know what's going on, because, like I say, our lives, in a sense, are like jobs, are depending on you kind of knowing this technology. All right. So it's an important part of our lives. So those are the main kind of concepts we're going to be dealing with. And when it talks about hands-on projects, the two software programs that we're dealing with is Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Access. How many of you guys have used Excel before? Microsoft Excel? How many of you guys have used it before?
Oh, yeah, I can use it.
Okay. Okay. So most of you guys have used Excel before. It's a pretty popular program, but a lot of businesses and a lot of companies use it. A lot of, you know, people need to store data, find, you know, transactions and things like that, and they store it using Microsoft Excel. How many of you guys have used Microsoft Access before? So two. It's not that much of a popular program. But a database system itself is a popular program. A lot of companies, a lot of businesses store their data in a database. Microsoft Access is just an example of that. So you want to learn the concepts that Microsoft Access is teaching you so that you can apply it to any database that you use. Because they're all similar and all kind of work the same way. So if you understand the concepts from Access, you're able to apply it to Oracle, DB, whatever you use, you can apply those same concepts. All right, so that's what this class is geared towards, and you're going to be learning in lab. Those are the assignments we're going to be working on. The only two software programs are Microsoft Excel and Microsoft Access. All right. So I'm not going to go through the course objectives or the student learning outcomes. You can read those. So some of the things you're going to need for this course. First thing on that list is a flash drive. And so you guys know what a flash drive is?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, the reason that you're going to need a flash drive is you're going to want to be able to save your work onto something and then work on it in other places. Work on it at home or in the other computer labs. So you want to have that flash drive. It just makes it easy. All right. So you're going to be working on your assignment in lab. You won't have time to finish your full assignment in lab. Our first module starts on page 15 and ends on page 57. That's a lot of pages of work that you won't be able to get done within the hour that we have. I'm not saying it's super hard, but it just takes more time than what we have, right? So you want that flash drive to be able to save your work. Once you get to a point where you can stop and save, then you go home and finish it, or you go to one of the computer labs on campus and you finish your assignments. That's the reason and the purpose for a flash drive in this course. Other than that, you don't like technically like need a flash drive. But it just makes things easier as far as transporting your work and working on it in other places. If you use OneDrive, iCloud, or Google Drive, that's fine also. You can save your work to the cloud and, you know, have access to it anywhere, which is great. What's the one downside to that? You need the internet, right? So if you don't have internet, then you won't have access to your assignments or to your files. So keep in mind, you can use it, but just, you know, understand that you need internet in order for it to function the way that it should work. Any question on the flash drive? It doesn't matter what size you get. It doesn't have to be like, 64 gig or 32. You can get a 2 gig and be fine. We don't have that much data to where you need the really expensive or large flash drive. So the next thing, and you guys, I know this is kind of a silly question, but you guys know what required means, right? What does it mean? You need it, right? It's not optional. It's not, you know, if your funds are right. If your funds are not right and you can't afford the books for this class, then this is probably not the class for you. Maybe you want to take it at another time when you can actually, you know, get the material that you need to succeed in this class. And I'm not just telling you, like, buy the books just to buy the books or anything like that. Like, I don't get anything from you guys buying books. It would be nice if I got a little percentage, but I don't get anything. So I'm not just telling you to buy the books just to buy the books, but I'm telling you to buy the books because you need them in this course. All the information, the assignments are coming from the textbooks that I'm asking you to buy. All right. So I don't have all the books with me. I only have one. Carlos, you have your books with you? Anybody have their books? You have the books? All right, so I got one A student. So it's three books.
Three, one bag?
Yes. So they all come bundled together. You got this from the bookstore?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your house?
I don't remember. It was up there, though.
Okay. You got a lot of money, man. No, I'm just lying. I believe when I looked online, it said it was like 117. Huh? 117. For all three books bundled together for 117. They also, I saw, they had, online, they had used for like 88. So if you, you don't have to get new books. So if you want to return these and get old, you can. But yes, totally up to you guys over which type of book you get. You don't have to buy from the bookstore. If you want to go through Amazon or Chegg or anything like that, that's fine also. But I wanted to show you guys the lecture book. All right, the Understanding Computers, this blue book here. You want to make sure you have the 16th edition. All right. With technology, things change, right? So you don't want to be looking and studying an old technology book, right?
Appreciate it.
How many of you guys have old phone? Huh? How many of you guys have an old phone?
Like a flip phone?
I have a purple phone.
Not that one. Say that one more time.
I
mean, like, have a, like that you your use? Main phone is the old phone. Okay. You don't have to show us or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to do. No, don't do it. He's testing you. Don't do it. That's not that old. That's not that old. It is, but it's I've seen older. I've seen older. So you're good. But, like, with technology, things change and progress. Pretty fast now, right? Like the iPhone 5 is probably not. It's probably not even.
Twelve or thirteen.
Okay.
So,
5S. Gotcha. So, like, that's only what, 5, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 6 years. But there's a big difference in between, like, the 10 versus the 5. But it's only 6 years. It just kind of shows how, you know, much and how fast technology kind of progresses and change. I mean, if you were looking at, like, Android, then you kind of see the same stagnant changes because they're terrible phones and they don't change and they're not like on the same level as Apple, but it's okay because that's just Android, huh?
So we already know your opinions of Apple, but like I think everyone has iPhones. Can we all agree that like Android phones are better? Like if you think, let's say like the new Note 9, okay. What you can do with that phone, but the problem is it's not an iPhone. You know what I mean? Like, you got the pen, and then some phones, they got Touch ID under the screen and facial recognition, three cameras, some have four, but it's not an iPhone.
So, like, I feel like a lot of times, and it's probably like, how do you make sense?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Exit's right here.
There's a chair right here.
I'm good, man.
Sure. So I understand what you're saying, and I get you. I get you, Pastor. I think a lot of times Android is first to do things, and then Apple does it better. but I totally would agree, and I understand what you're saying. Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'd love to have an Android, but
okay. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And I just joke around about Androids. Like they're not that bad. I have an iPhone, but I just joke around just to try to make class fun and get students talking. And, so if you have an Android, just don't pull it out for sure. And you'll be all right. All right. Okay, so our Excel books, the two programs we're going to be working with, Excel and Microsoft Access. Right? So this is our lab book. All of our assignments that we're working on, most of them through Excel, come from this book, which is why it's required for you to have for this class. Because if you don't have this book, you can't do any of the lab assignments. All right. The first 8 weeks of the semester, we'll only be using this Excel book in our lab. We're going to use the lecture book also, like every day that we meet. But as far as lab, we're going to be, the first 8 weeks of the semester is all Excel. And then after that, we'll come back from spring break. And then the next 8 weeks, the last 8 weeks of the semester, will be all Microsoft Access. So you're not trying to learn two programs at the same time. You're going to learn one, get good at that, and then you'll learn the other one. What access introduction?
The perspective access introduction. The perspective access versus the introductory.
It looks just like this, yeah, except it says access instead of Excel. It looks exactly the same. But it's this book, it just says access on it. I think the bottom is green, but it's the same exact book. Little thin, kind of four chapter book. Yeah. Those are these two books here. The two lab books are these two books here. All right. So Cengage is the publisher of these books that we're using. Usually they will give us a link and they offer us kind of a deal as far as purchasing books. But this semester, maybe they don't know that the bookstore actually has better prices. But they are selling theirs, all three bundled together, for $119.
All right. What about the renting time?
So that, when I tried it yesterday, it didn't really give me that option. Like, I don't see anything where it says I can rent it. And then when I go here, there's nothing here. I don't see about trying to rent it. But if you guys want to try and buy it, I just need a credit card number. Anybody? No? Okay. It's an option, but it's probably not one that I would go for or take. So the one thing that I wanted to say, like, if you're buying your books and maybe, like, you're on a strict budget or, like, kind of a payment plan, to where you can't afford all three right now, the main two that you want to buy is the lecture book and the Excel book. If you have to wait till the last 8 weeks of the semester to get access, that's fine, because we're not going to use it until the last 8 weeks of the semester, okay? So if you need to just, if you can only purchase or afford two right now, get the Excel for sure, and then the lecture book also. That make sense? Okay. Any questions so far on the books or anything like that? Like I said, yes. So you need all three. But if you can only afford two right now, then go with the lecture book and the Excel book. So go with this one and then that one.
So if you can only afford two, you can use the Excel and the lecture book?
Correct, yes. Patrick.
Is there a PDF one or online?
PDF or online is fine as long as it's a legal copy of the book.
All right. Are you going to check that?
Yeah. I have to. It's part of the job. Okay. So PDFs, online versions are fine. As long as you have your proof of purchasing that, then you're good. All right. Any other questions on the books? Okay. And so, just so that you guys know, our textbooks are protected by copyright. So, like, from pictures, graphics. So you can't, like, just take pictures with your cell phone. Things like that, that kind of falls under copyright infringement, which the law provides a range from having to pay the penalty of $200,000 to $150,000 for each work infringed. All right. So just stay away from that and just purchase the book the correct way that you're supposed to. All So our exams in this course, they're all coming from the lecture book, Understanding Computers, 16th edition. So there'll be four exams. They'll cover like 4 to 3 chapters each time. So like our first test covers chapters 1 through 4. So that's all from the Understanding Computers lecture book, which I'll be also talking on as we're in lecture. But you definitely want to make sure that you're actually reading the book, all right? Because I'm going to talk about things and explain things. But by reading the book, you're able to take like the slides and the PowerPoints and put it into context with what the book is trying to explain to you. All right. So knowing the PowerPoint slides are fine, but they don't put it into context with what the book is trying to kind of show you or explain to you. Okay, so you want to make sure that you're reading also. It really helps if you read before the lecture, because then when you get in lecture, things are familiar to you. You start to see things and hear things that are familiar to you. If this is your first time seeing it as I'm talking about it, then it's not as familiar to you as someone who actually looked and read that chapter beforehand. All right, so you definitely want to try and read before the lecture so that you can actually participate also, and you're not just sitting there listening to me. Where are we at? So that covered 3 to 4 chapters. There are 200 points, total of 800. If you need to, if you know you're going to miss an exam, you need to let me know as soon as possible. All right. So let's say Lucas, right? Okay. So let's say Lucas is on his way, it's a test day, and Lucas gets a flat tire. If Lucas doesn't tell me he has a flat tire, then I can't give him a makeup to be able to make up the quiz, right? If he waits until, our exam is on Tuesday and he waits until Thursday and just walks up to me and then tells me I had a flat tire, I couldn't make it, can I take it now? I'm going to say no. If he had communicated to me what was going on Tuesday, then I can help him and give him the makeup to be able to do that. But if he doesn't communicate like what's going on, then I can't, you know, help you out in that case. You know what I mean? So just communicate what's going on and I can understand. I'm not that much older than you guys. I just turned 22 I'm just joking. But I'm not that, you know, I'm not that far from you guys. I understand what it's like to be, you know, in a community college. I was a student at El Camino not too long ago. So I understand things that go on, things that happen. I understand life occurs and, you know, things just don't go your way. So if you communicate that to me, I can understand and I can allow you to, you know, make up assignments, exams, if it comes to that. But if you don't communicate, then there's nothing I can do for you. I can't help you if you don't communicate. So it's kind of like a relationship. You guys know the key to relationship? No, it's money. It's communication. Communication is a big key to any relationship, right? Friends, family. If you're able to communicate things, the relationship will be okay. If you're able to talk about things, the relationship will be okay. All right, and this is free advice I'm giving you guys. No charge. But if you're not able to communicate like your thoughts, your feelings to that person, then the other person starts to assume things, right? If you don't communicate how you feel, then in my mind, I start to figure out and think of things of how you feel and think of ways that you may feel. That's not even in your head, but it's because you don't give me anything to work with. I just assume the worst. And, you know, that's what happens when you don't communicate. So just make sure you guys communicate, all right? Another thing, when communicating sometimes, and this is just like for class, school, pictures speak louder than words sometimes. You guys know what I mean by that? Mm-hmm. What do I mean? You don't know?
Yeah, but I want to say.
Okay, Carlos, what do I mean?
Draw a picture, man.
Draw a picture?
You want to draw me, right?
It sounds
like draw a picture.
Patrick.
Maybe like, say if I had a miss, take a selfie with like the casket or maybe not the first one, but like the flat tire.
The tire, right? So that makes a lot more sense. I'm able to understand that by seeing like you with your flat tire and a selfie. That makes sense. I can understand that. you'll be surprised how many emails I get of flat tires, right? You'll be surprised how many emails I get my car won't start. Like, and I understand that it does happen, but because of the frequency of it, you can better help yourself if, in your case, if you're able to provide some kind of visual evidence. It just works better, right? If somebody says you were somewhere, but you wasn't there, if you have a picture where you were, it's a whole lot easier to get your point across, right? So use visuals. They help. They help your case, okay? And you don't have to take pictures of, like, the casket. Like, that's... I'll believe you. I'll believe you. Okay, so our lab quizzes will be based on Excel and Access. So at the end of the 8 weeks of working through Excel, there'll be a quiz on it to see that you learn some of the key concepts, key things you're supposed to learn. Same thing with Access. At the end of the 8 weeks of that, there'll be a quiz on it, and you'll be tested on knowing the major things from this book. All right. So that's pretty much what the lab quizzes are. Lab work. Each day we'll have a lab assignment based off of the book, which is pretty straightforward, pretty standard. The way that the book works is it starts with the module. The module walks you through step by step and teaches you exactly what you're going to be doing. After the module, it goes to a review assignment. The review is all based off of the module. So you can't just, I mean, you can if you know what you're doing, but for most of you guys, you're going to want to do the module to understand it, and then you move to the review, which reviews everything you did in the module. So if you get stuck in the review, all you have to do is look back at your module, and it's pretty much the same exact steps. It's not the same assignment, but it's the same steps you did in the module to complete the review. After the review, there are case problems. The case problems are a little more challenging than the review assignment, but they're all connected together. If you're able to go back and look at the module and understand it, then you should be able to do the review and case one assignment. All right, so that's kind of the order that we're working through in the book. We'll do a module first, then we'll do the review, and then we'll do a couple cases, case one, case two, things like that. Just depends. But all that information is listed on the syllabus telling you exactly what we're going to do. All of our assignments will be turned in through Canvas, which you guys will have access to, not today, but they need to fix my classes. Right now, they're not combined. Like, I like both sections to be combined so that students can communicate, like, between both labs. And so they're still working on doing that. But once that gets up and going, then the Canvas will be active. You guys will be able to submit all your assignments through Canvas. And the cool thing about using Canvas is the assignments are going to be due at like 11:59, whatever night they're assigned to. So it gives you time. If you don't finish in lab, you can go home. You have the rest of the day to finish and work on your assignments, as long as it's turned in before 11:59.
Like midnight.
Before midnight. At midnight is late. So it has to be in before 11:59, or at 11:59. If it's late, you will lose 5 points. So assignments are worth 10 points. If you do everything perfect, then you'll get 5 points out of the 10 if you turn it in late. So assignments will usually be open. So let's say assignment is due Tuesday. It's due Tuesday night, 11:59. That assignment will be open on Canvas until Thursday, 11:59. So you'll have like 2 days almost to turn things in late. And then once it closes after that, it will never be open again. All right, so don't ask me, don't come up and ask me, you know, can I turn this in late? After it's closed, I'm gonna say no. All right. Where do you buy the book?
I didn't buy the book yet.
Oh, you didn't buy it. No, that's fine. You're good. You have, the books are not needed and,
I'm gonna order it online.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. Okay, any questions about the lab work? No? All right, grading. It's a basic grading scale here. There's no tricks or anything hidden. If you've been in school before, then you've seen this scale. It's basic. The points are broken down there. The class policy. Students come in late, will lose 2 attendance points. Make sure you're here on time. It's not that hard. You guys chose a class at this time, hopefully knowing that you can make it on time. So make sure you're here on time, because I take roll as soon as it's class time. And if you're not here, then you will be marked absent or late. Okay. So just make sure you're here. If you need to leave early, let me know before lecture starts. So don't just come into lecture, sit down, and then just walk out in the middle of my lecture. All right. For one, I'm going to assume that like you just don't like me, and I'm going to take it personal. Because you didn't communicate it to me, I have to take it personal. But if you let me know, like, you know, I have this appointment that I, you know, I couldn't miss or I have to go to, is okay if I leave 10, 15 minutes before lecture? I'm going to say fine, and then you're good to go. All right. But you need to communicate that to me before lecture actually starts, okay? How many of you guys work?
What?
How many of you guys work? A job?
No.
No? Okay. So, like, with your job, you guys show up on time, right?
Sometimes.
And you guys stay the full time you're supposed to be there, right?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Otherwise,
we
don't get paid.
Huh?
Otherwise, we don't get paid.
Otherwise, you don't get paid, right? So, it's the same thing here, right? Hopefully, you guys are here on time. Hopefully, you guys are prepared to stay the full time, or else you don't get paid. So, just be here. Like, if you kind of treat it like your job almost, then you'll have a different kind of view on it, and you'll be here.
So is there any doctor in the lab so we can find some help if we need to finish the work here in the camps?
Yes. So if you need help in the lab portion of this class, there is... She didn't put the flyers up. I'll have the flyer, it'll be on Canvas. But there's MBA 108, the math business building, like in, kind of in the corner campus on Crenshaw, Redondo Beach. So in that building on the first floor, room 108, there's an open lab that's open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you guys have that time. And the cool thing about that lab is there's a tutor in there who can help you. So if you have questions, she can help you out. There's also, they have, I think, one, maybe two copies of the book in there, the lab book. So until your book arrives, you can go in there and use that one. If it's available, if another student is not using it, you can use that lab. But I'll post that information on Canvas once it actually gets up and going. But that is the open lab that you can always use, MBA 108. It's open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So make sure you're ready. Make sure you're not asleep during lecture. Make sure you're paying attention. If you're asleep, I'll call on you on purpose, and I'll ask you something that you don't know, like something I just made up in my head, just so that you're paying attention, all right? So make sure you're paying attention and that you know what's going on. Make sure you're ready, have notes out, have paper out to be able to take notes on. Unfortunately, we can't use laptops to take notes on just because a lot of students get distracted and they're on other sites and things like that. So they just kind of made the rule and said no laptops as far as like the CIS instructors. So no laptops during lecture. I'm going to be covering most of the stuff anyway that you would be kind of, you know, wanting to look at. You'll have access to the PowerPoint slides before lecture actually starts. So if you wanted to kind of look at it beforehand, you'll have that information. So it's really kind of no need for a laptop.
Will it be on Canvas? Slides?
Yeah, the slides will be on Canvas. Yeah.
And what about the syllabus?
You'll get the syllabus today. So the last thing, actually no food or drinks in here. And then turn off your cell phone during lecture and during lab, all right? So I understand, you know, just how attached we are to technology and things like that. And I don't necessarily mean like turn it off to where you can't get any calls, but just put it on vibrate, put it on silent, and then just put it away. Don't have it on your desk, don't have it sitting out, just because it's too easy to get distracted. It's real easy just to, even if it's turned over, it's too easy just to do this and see you got a message, and then you go into it to see what the message actually says. It's really easy to do it. I just did it just now. Now I'm stuck. I can't. No, I'm stuck. And like I say, that's just kind of how attached we are to our technology. Is anybody verified social media-wise? I am. I was just trying to check and make sure. No, just ask. Anybody like on call 24/7 needs to, you know, always have their phone? No?
Are you actually verified?
Yeah. Yeah, up there. You don't know who I am? I'm verified. According to social media, that's a different story. But I feel like I'm verified, for sure. Yeah, so just make sure you're here. Make sure you're ready. Try not to get distracted by your electronics. Just put them away. Everything that you're not going to see during this lecture time is still going to be there once you leave out of lecture. All right, so all the posts, all the videos, all the memes and stuff that you're going to see, they're still going to be there after lecture, after lab. They'll still be there. Also, that just reminds me. Sometimes, as you guys sending me emails and things like that, like, I'll respond through, like, GIFs and memes. I don't know. I just kind of use them a lot. If you don't understand it or if you don't like it, that's fine. Just let me know, and I'll send you a regular handwritten message. Not a handwritten, but a regular, like, type of message out. But sometimes, like, if you ask me a simple question like that requires a yes or no, like, I'll use a GIF to say yes or no. Last thing, you want to make sure you have... Oh, sorry. So be aware you might be dropped for 3 unexcused absences or for disruptive behavior. So make sure you're here every day. I can drop you for missing 3 classes. I don't typically do that unless other people are trying to add into the course. So what I mean by that is, like, it's your responsibility to drop the course if you decide you don't want to take it anymore. So if you decide, like, you don't like me, you don't like my style, I'm a bad teacher, that's fine. I understand that. But it's your responsibility to drop the class. All right? Don't just miss 3 days and assume that I'm going to drop you. Okay? That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay. And there was something else I was just thought about. It'll come back to me. It'll come back. 3 unexcused absences. There was something I was going to say. Okay. The last thing is, you want to make sure you have time outside of class to complete your assignments. Like I said, the lab portion of this class, you won't have time in lab to finish a full assignment. So you want to make sure you have a schedule where you're able to kind of set aside 1 hour, 2 hours, is what the school kind of requires. Have 2 hours to kind of just devote to finishing your assignments, to do your reading, so that you can be successful in this class. All right. So if you have a schedule that requires you to, you know, go from here straight to work, and then from there you have to be asleep in order to wake up for the next day, like, where you don't have time to do anything outside of school, then maybe this is not the class for you at this point in time. And so maybe your schedule clears up and frees up. Maybe you want to take another class. But this class is going to require time outside of actual school. Okay? Make sense? Okay. So the course schedule basically kind of entails everything we're going to be doing in this class. Like today's orientation, letter of introduction. We'll start on module 1 on Thursday. And I'll start chapter 1 lecturing on that. You need your books by February 21st, which is next Thursday. That's the day where you want to have your books by. If you don't have your books by then anything that you work on or turn in, you won't get credit for it. So I'll do a book check on that day to make sure everyone has their book. All right. If you purchase your book, you've ordered it online and it just hasn't arrived yet, that's fine. Just show me your proof of purchase and then you're good. I won't take off points, or I'll still give you credit and points for that. But you need to have your book, like, say, by Thursday.
February 21st,
yes. All right. And the last day to add or drop the class is February 22nd. That's what I was going to say. How many of you guys look me up on Rate My Professor? Yeah?
Okay.
So the reason I asked is because I wrote all the reviews myself.
Ethical hacking?
Pretty much. So.
You have an excellent review, actually.
Yeah, that's because I. No. The reason I bring that up is because, sometimes people. What's the word I'm looking for? Lie. I wasn't gonna say lie. It's kind of a strong word. People stretch the truth. People embellish a little bit. Not saying that I'm a terrible teacher or anything like that. But just kind of be aware, like, there's some, you know, good things people say, there's some bad things people say, and just to kind of find what matters to you. And so what I mean by that is, like, sometimes, like, my wife, she's, like, constantly on Yelp and, like, looking at reviews. Like, whenever we go somewhere, she wants to know where we're going so she can look at reviews. Like, if we go out to eat, I'm like, where are we going? I don't know. Like, I don't like telling her because I know she's going to look up on Yelp and then look at all these reviews. And so, like, sometimes people, like, you know, say things that don't really matter. Like, dealing with the restaurant, they're like, yeah, the parking is terrible. Okay, but how's the food? How's the service? Like, that's kind of a sense, like, what matters. So I just want to make sure that you guys are aware. Like, there's some good things on that. Last time I checked, there were some good things, there were some bad things. And, like, when I first started teaching, I was kind of bad. But I got better. I got better now. And then my score kind of goes up. Patrick, you're going to?
In my 2 years, I've always wondered this, but no professor has ever brought up grade my professor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, like, all check your own? A lot or daily? To, like, see? Or, like, at all? Or
I've checked it before. Just because I want to see what students are saying. And me personally, like, I want to improve and get better. So I check to see, not that I only look at the negative comments, but I want to see what people are saying so that I can work on it and kind of get better.
Do you think, does every professor, like, those the one stars, do they look?
I think sometimes, and this is, I don't really, I mean, I talk to other professors, but I don't at the same time. But I think some professors, like, that are here and been here a while are going to teach the way that they know how to teach and the way that they like to teach, and they're not going to change, and they don't really care how the students are receiving that information. I'm not at that place to where, like, things are just only going to be my way, and I'm going to do things the way that I like to do it, and I don't care if you don't get it. Like, as long as I'm giving it the information, like, that's how some professors kind of look at it. I'm not that type. I'll try different things. If you guys have suggestions on different ways I can, you know, make the information more funner, or that you guys can accept it and understand it, let me know, and we can try it. I'm at that point to where I'm just that person to where I want you guys to learn. I want you guys to succeed and do well in this course. So if I can help you by doing something different, like, that's feasible for you guys, like, let me know, and we'll try it. All right. But yeah, I don't go on there, like, every semester and every year and check it. But I know I get that a lot, that a lot of people, like, look me up on Rate My Professor and chose me over other instructors. So I just want to make sure you guys know that it's pretty much a lie. No, I'm just joking. So all of our test days are listed on here. And they're broken down into this kind of exam schedule. So what you probably want to do is put these in your calendar, like in your phone, if that's your kind of daily schedule, so that you don't schedule other things on these test dates. Or maybe you can check it now. Maybe there's something already there, and you can come up to me after class and let me know. If you already have, like, a trip planned or a flight planned, like, that's fine. Just let me know. But these are important dates that you definitely don't want to miss. Yeah. And you'll have this information because I'm going to email you the syllabus. Yeah, you don't have to ask me for that. Yeah, as long as you come back. Okay, so also Special Resource Center. If you need, like, special accommodations for your testing, things like that, that's not a problem at all. Just make sure you bring me the paperwork that I need to sign, and then you'll be good to go. But yeah, if you need those resources, if you need more information on there, it's listed here. Or if you still don't understand it, like, just come up, talk to me, and I'll help you out. So this last part of the syllabus, just trying to give you guys some kind of general information about El Camino. How many of you guys have been here for a while?
I've been here for like
2 years. 2-3 years? Okay. How many of you guys, this is your first time here? First class at El Camino? Okay, so you guys are all returners. Cool. So just kind of want to give you some general information about the CIS department, the business division, and some of the certificates and degrees that we have to offer. So the AS degree is kind of like the big one, which this 13 course is a required course, which kind of leads you into any other area that you would want to go into. If you are interested in CIS, computers, technology, networking, things like that, you're going to have to take the 13 class. So after you take this class and pass it, it kind of sets you up to be able to take any other class, because 13 is a prerequisite for basically every other class. So if you're interested in like help desk, working help desk, we have courses for that that can help you obtain that certificate. Advanced applications, networking, programming, mobile web programming, which is a big one now. Every company wants a mobile app. That's a programming. That's an application that they use to design and make programs. We talked about it a little bit in here, but if you're interested in that, then yeah, you would definitely want to take that course.
Mobile apps?
Yep.
What are those?
So like apps on your phone? Like applications that you download? Yeah, so that's, they have courses that teach you how to be able to do that, how to build those. Like I said, that's a huge kind of industry right now, a huge area where they're hiring a lot of people. You can make a lot of money from being able to design apps because everybody wants apps because that's what people are using, right? So that's a huge area where, like I say, that there's a lot of opportunities and you can make a lot of money. Like, I constantly get emails of people asking me, like, do I know how to program or do I know people who do, you know, create mobile apps? And, like, I don't know how to do it, but I get a lot of emails for people asking me that. So the other area that's kind of big and hot right now is cybersecurity, which we have computer security and forensics, which is a course that I'm teaching this semester, actually, forensics. And it's like digital forensics to where you learn how to kind of find data or recover files that people are trying to hide. So like if you think about like an investigation where somebody, you know, they have a suspect's hard drive and they're trying to see what's on there, see if there's any evidence, see if there's anything that was deleted. That's kind of what that class covers. It teaches you how to be able to find the information that might or might not be there and how to make sense of it. So that's what that class teaches. The ethical hacking, that's the class Carlos asked about, where you learn how to hack. But it comes from the view of a penetration tester. So what a penetration tester is let's say, what's your name? Kate. Let's say Kate has a business, right? She owns a bakery, right? And so basically, Kate wants to see how protected her system is that she set up at the bakery. So I would get hired by Kate, and with permission, I'm able to hack the bakery. And then once I hack the bakery, I write a report detailing everything that I did, how I did it, and then I give it to Kate, and then Kate goes and she fixes all the problems that I found in her system. That's what a penetration tester is. That's what an ethical hacker is. So the difference between an ethical hacker and a hacker is only permission. Ethical hacker has permission to do what he's doing. A hacker doesn't have permission. But in a sense, they're doing the same steps and the same process that a real ethical hacker would actually do. So that's what that class teaches you, the steps and how to be able to find vulnerabilities inside of software, programs, web applications, and all that stuff. All right. We also, computer systems applications is another certificate, which kind of covers programming, user support, Yeah, and so those are kind of some of the main ones. Like I say, just kind of giving you guys general information about, you know, the CIS, the business, the vision, excuse me, that you may apply. So, are there any questions? I know it's kind of a lot, but I want to make sure I kind of covered mostly everything. Okay, last thing, right here, 55, I'll let you guys go. So one of the issues that people run into sometimes regarding like the lab work is this book is written and kind of based off of a Windows Excel. So the Mac version of Excel is different from the Windows version of Excel. So if you're trying to do these assignments out of a MacBook, you're gonna have problems. You're gonna not be able to find things, you're gonna not be able to do things, because they're two totally different versions, all right? So you're gonna wanna have access to a Windows computer in order to do this assignment. Another problem with Macs in this class is that there is no Microsoft Access for Mac. So there's no way to run or open Access on a Mac unless...
What if we download Windows?
So you can partition and you can run like Parallels, which is a program you can purchase and be able to run Windows applications. But if you don't know how to do that, or if you don't, you know, purchase that, then you're gonna be kind of lost. But if you understand how to do that, then yeah, you can definitely do that to run a Windows version of Excel in Access.
I bootcamp my PC, and then I have Office, but does Office have Access? Is Access like a separate folder?
Access is a separate one, but you get it for free. So okay. Students, towards the end of the 8 weeks, you guys will get access for free.
Okay.
So boot camp is another way that you can run Windows applications on your computer. All right. So if you know how to do that, that's fine. But don't come and ask me, can I do it for you? Because I'm going to say no. But maybe we can start a business and I get 20%. No, but yeah, so maybe other students can help you out if you have questions on how to do that, but don't ask me. So just make sure you have access to a Windows computer so that you can do all the assignments without any problems or, you know, any issues. Any questions? Kevin, you had a question? What are you going to say? Go ahead, share. No, I'm just...
What about, I just had a quick question.
Okay.
Do the Chromebooks of the Chrome laptop work or not?
No.
No?
Because you can't install programs on the Chromebook, right?
My brother has one. I wasn't too sure if I was able to use this or not.
Okay. If I'm mistaken, I don't have a Chromebook, but I believe what I was hearing is you can't install applications on a Chromebook. So if you can't install Excel, then it wouldn't work. The 365 online version of Excel is a real watered-down version, and it won't work for this class. All right, so you actually want the programs installed. Once Canvas gets up and going, actually, you can just kind of search it yourself. But if you wanted to do like Office 365, like 365 student for free, Office 365. So you guys have access to it. You're gonna put in your school email address there, and then it's gonna send you like to the El Camino site, and you'll log in there, and then it's gonna send you back to Microsoft, and then you'll be able to download Excel, Word, PowerPoint, and I believe Outlook. But it doesn't come with Access. Towards the end, once we get closer to Access, the school provides Access through like another resource. So you'll be able to have it for free. But for now, if you don't have Excel, one way you can get it is through here.
You mean the Excel book?
Not the book, just the program Excel on your computer. Yeah. Any other questions? No? You guys ready?
Yep.
Where?
To learn. All right. So if nothing else, if you were trying to add, you could wait. Come on. So. say one seat there. Oh, one seat.
Can we do two for that?
No. You're trying to add, right? Switch me every now and then. They bring one person over here, but it's usually me. I think, well, I don't want to go into that, but. So hold on. Don't move. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with Donald Des. Okay, so if you're trying to add, you can come up and we can talk. The rest of you guys, you'll go to iTech 19, which is a lab, the building right across. If you're in second lab, if you're in first lab, you guys are good. I'll see you Thursday.
On the syllabus that in May 30th we have like an access quiz,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna be gonna be out for that week. So okay. Is that like online or
no? It's in lab.
In lab.
So that's fine. You can take it after, whenever you come back.
Uh-huh.
We can do the access quiz then.
Okay.
Just remind me as it gets closer to that date.
Okay.
I'll forget.
Thank you.
Okay. No worries. Trying to add.
Like, I'm not trying to add, but I got summoned for jury duty on the 21st.
Okay.
And it's like my first time, so I don't know if I'm going to get caught or not. So
okay.
I don't know if that's workable.
That's fine. Just let me know.
Yeah. All right.
Just give me a post.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try to add. Yes.
Trying to add.
I just came in late. I don't want anyone to be absent.
Okay. What's your name?
Sophia Valenzuela.
Okay. Got you. So you're heading over to lab?
Yeah.
Right now. Okay. Cool.
Quick thing, Professor. Mm-hmm. That assignment from this morning, when
yes.
I tried to send it to you, I got confirmation saying that your site has maintenance and it wasn't able to be sent, so I'll try to resend it again later.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect. No worries. What's going on, Magali? You had a...
I'll ask later. Yes.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 minute. Okay, so, as of now, you guys saw the class was pretty full, and I can't have students without a desk. That's kind of like one of the things that say students need to have a desk to be able to write on, work on. So as of now, I can't add any of you guys, just because I need to make sure that the students who are enrolled, they all have a desk. But you guys are more than welcome to continue to come if you want, or if you want to like just give me your email address and I can write it down, and if anything opens up, I can email you and let you know. If you wanted another 13 class, I know for sure there's another instructor, Professor Harris, that gave me his schedule of all his open classes. If you guys want to take a look at those and see if you can get into any of those, that's fine also. If you want to take a picture of that. And like I said, if you guys want to like leave your email address.
Can I come in to stay? Is
yeah,
that
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I give you my email address.
Mm-hmm.
Because my schedule is okay with